Amazon Prime subscription. Is it really worth the cost? And what do you get for an Amazon Prime membership, Richard?
I've had one for quite a while now as well. So you can sign up to Amazon Prime for 30 days as well, and you can cancel inside your 30 days and you won't be charged the money as well. I'll tell you how much this will cost at the end. Most things you find are on free delivery as well if you're Prime eligible. So, and when they guarantee you a day of delivery, it comes on that day by hook or by crook, they get it to you. You also get Amazon Prime Video. Think of that as very similar to Netflix on there as well. So they've got some great Amazon-only TV series like the new Jeremy Clarkson's Farm on there as well, which is an excellent series. The Man in the High Castle, so you've got an unlimited watching of those shows. Amazon Prime Reading is interestingly as well, because that gives Prime members access to over 1,000 books, comics and graphic novels. So you'd be struggling to read everything that's on offer there. And you can put it on your phone or your Kindle or your iPad just for the Amazon app. And Prime Music as well. So, you know, you've got 40 hours of music that you can stream a month on there as well, for a total cost of $69 a year. It's quite cheap when you think about that, but it's more than just a video streaming service, and for some of the benefits they get delivered. But I've always been asked, what do Amazon actually deliver? So I hope that summarises it for people.
Yeah, that's good for a year though, isn't it? $69 annually. Yes. So Prime Music is free, Amazon Prime Reading is free, and also Amazon Prime Video is free.
Yes, all free to people out all there free. As well. And plus the delivery as well. So, you know, if you're stuck at home, the delivery is very cheap because it's free.
Good work. We love it when it's free, don't we?
Yeah,
what about malware? It's been distributed via fake Windows 11 installers, hasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people out there are actively going along and searching for the next version of Windows, but don't go along and do that on some bogus sites out there as well. So the installed malware you might get from a bogus Windows 11 installer, There can be some harmless adware on there as well, but there are also Trojans, password stealers, exploits and other nasty things on there as well. So wait until you're actually offered Windows 11, because it will come to your computer if your computer is able to take Windows 11. You'll be offered it in Windows updates, or it's going to be on brand new computers very soon. But don't go trying to find it on the internet.
Okay, so it'll be on brand new computers, but you'll be offered that free upgrade from 10 to 11 in Windows updates. That's right.
That's right, if your computer takes it. So yeah. Yes.
Okay, and we'll just polish off this week with subscriptions. You're encouraging us to make sure we know what we have subscribed for.
Exactly right. So if you've got along and subscribed to all of these different things on there as well, start making a list on there as well. People go along, just look at their credit card statements, because it all comes off there, and sometimes it overwhelms them, because we've got the subscriptions from Apple, Google, Microsoft, Netflix, Stan, Binge, Amazon. The list seems to go on and on. We can put Dropbox on there, OneDrive. So remember, keep that list so you can control what you subscribe to. And remember, if you've subscribed to any apps on your iPhone as well, you can actually go along and unsubscribe through your app settings on your iPhone. So you look for your name on there as well, the subscriptions, and then you can cancel them. I get asked that question all the time as well.